I'm gonna pass on that one.
Do you ever, what about like a pancake?
Well, I started to mention that, and I didn't know now. Okay. You didn't say whether it was plain or sweetened or what.
Do you have another name for a pancake?
Turnovers.
Okay. Which one would you be more likely to call it?
Oh, I'd call them flapjack in a hurry.
Okay. What do you call a long sandwich that's made with bread that's cut lengthwise, and it has lettuce and a lot of different kinds of meats and cheeses? What would you call that?
That wouldn't come under chili dog, because that's not the way they explain it. You got me again.
Okay. What do you call a small roll of tobacco for smoking?
Twist.
Okay. What do you call the cigarettes? What kind of cigarettes do you smoke?
Prince Albert.
Okay. And do you buy these already rolled?
Or No, ma'am.
What do you call that process of putting your cigarettes together?
No, I just always call a hand roll.
Okay.
Hand prepared. That's a crimp cut, large type tobacco, but you have to roll them with your hand. That's the only way I can come up with that.
Okay. What do you call a non-alcoholic carbonated beverage?
Non-alcoholic.
All right, would you call it like a soft drink or pop or soda or Coke?
It could come under either one of those four.
Would you be likely to call, if you wanted to offer one to somebody, what would you say? Would you have a...
How about sharing one of these pops with me?
Okay.
Or Coke, whichever one you think of right then.
Okay. Do you have different names for whiskey? Do you know different names for whiskey? Like, what would you call homemade whiskey? How many names can you think of that you refer to homemade whiskey?
I'd have to say straight-eyed bootleg. I don't know whether that's right or not. But it is hid.
What does the term bootleg mean?
It's hidden, undercover, trying to keep the law from knowing you got it.
Well, how does the term bootleg?
I don't know. That's what we always call it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so so-and-so. That's that old bootleg over yonder. Mm-hmm. We know what he's doing, but we can't prove it.
If you saw if somebody offered you homemade whiskey, what would you call it? Would you call it homemade whiskey, or are there any names that you would use to describe the whiskey itself?
Well, yes, there is. Now, you could say it just... out of a clear sky. Is this Skullcat or is this real?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of them say.
What would Skullcat mean?
Oh, it's made on just any kind of cheap outfit out there. Might kill you if you drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Full of lead. Now, one run through a copper pipe, that's clean. It won't hurt you. Not a reasonable amount.
Mm-hmm.
A big amount will throw you. But there is a big difference in the two. One you might say is clean, the other one's dirty.
Have you ever seen a still?
Yes, ma'am.
What are they? Can you describe it? What they might look like, how it's done?
Well, it's a boiling process. It's got a copper worm coming from the main processing tank through the... I believe they call it a double or something like that. And then the process is down to one little pipe. It's all under steam, pressure boiled. And the steam that comes off comes out from this boiling, comes out through this ladder pipe and just stand there and drip. And that is pure alcohol. But I didn't stay around long enough.